If anybody's interested, we still have another cake to walk.
Might be a good idea to tell them if they're going fast. There's going by 4 miles.
They're going fast. There's not many cakes left.
Three more cakes and that's it.
Three more cakes and we're gonna call it a day and head back to the north end of the county.
Three to go, that's all we got left, people. Three to go. The best cakes in the house. We got three more. We have three more cakes left and they're the best ones of all of them. Come on and join in the cakewalk. These are terrific homemade cakes. They're really delicious. Next cake coming up for the cakewalk is a lemon cake with buttercream cheese with nuts and icing. It's a really nice looking cake. Need some people for the cakewalk.
Come on up. 25 cents the last bargain of the day. Anybody want? cooking the way today. You can't beat that one. Oh, he needed a nickel. Well, we're about glad to help out a good friend.
The river boat that's being built. Over in the tent to my right is Mitch Free, who is the young man that's building the boats. He learned from his grandfather, our father, how to build these. He's going to be holding a workshop and will be glad to sit down while the dancers are going on, if you will, and talk to you about building boats and how the boats are used on the river. Answer any kind of questions that you might have about the boats and what he does as far as building them. There's a lot of things going on in the boat library. We hope you'll stay around with us. If you feel free to go into these tents and talk to all the different artists that we have. We have a net maker. We have Vietnamese basket makers. We have Greek needlework people. We have a tattoo artist from right here in Pensacola. And we have a grist mill family who have brought some of their ground cornmeal and other grits. And their processing materials to show you how they go about the processing of grits and cornmeal in their plant up in Alpen. So, without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you now Doris Dyan, who's with our staff, who's been doing some work with the Creek Indians, and she will give you a little brief introduction about the dancing, and then we're going to turn it over to the Indians. Thank you very much, and we're sure glad to see you here today.
Again, I'd like to say welcome to the members of the Lower Creek Muscogee Tribe. Before we get started, I would like to point out two important people in the tribe. First of all, Chief John Wesley Tomley, who will be acting as the first narrator for the dances. And secondly, Chief Joe McGee, who is sitting down right near the drum there. And he is the chief of the Takabachi clan, the clan from whose members you will see dancing today. Our other narrator for this afternoon will be Susie Bear, standing right here. I think rather than for you to all listen to me talking about the dances, I'm just going to turn it right over to Chief Tomley, who I know will be able to tell you quite a bit about what you're going to be seeing. And I would like to remind you all that after the dancing is over, if you'd like, we'll be having a short little discussion session over in the tent over here. If you all have any questions that you'd like to ask any of the dancers, I'm sure they'd be happy to answer them. And here's Chief Tomley.
Good afternoon, and I want to thank the people for inviting us to come down, put on this little program. I hope you people will enjoy it this afternoon. I am Chief John Wesley Thomas, Chief of the Lower Creek Muscogee Tribe in and for the state of Florida. This afternoon, I got Chief Joe McGee, as he's already announced, on the drum on one side. Got Darrell Wilkerson over on the other side. If it wasn't for these two people, the program couldn't go on. We appreciate them beating the drum for the dance group, because that's one of the most important parts of the program is the drum beating. And the first dance they're going to be doing this afternoon will be the
pigeon dance.
Pigeon dance.
Is the pigeon dance. You'll see the mother pigeon bring all of her flock out, and as the boys will be the hawks. And as you go along, you'll see as they come in and just slowly wipe out the band of pigeons, the pigeon dance.